Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So yesterday we talked about the importance of unbundling strategy and implementation. And we talked about how, as an expert, what you're really selling, where your value is most highly rewarded, is when you sell strategy. Because clients come to you because you're the expert, you see things and you know things that they don't know and can't see. And so they need your help to point them in the right direction, to develop a strategy. And then if and when it makes sense, you may participate in the implementation or lead the implementation. But that's a second step, and that only happens after you've worked on strategy. Now, the common objection that I hear at this stage is something to the effect of, clients don't want strategy, clients want implementation. So if I go and I try to sell strategy, they're going to say, look, I don't want strategy, I want you to actually come in and do the thing, because I know that if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. And that's a reasonable objection, because clients don't want you to come in and just, you know, share a bunch of fancy PowerPoint decks with them, do a bunch of research, have a bunch of conversations, and, you know, go through this kind of feel-good exercise where it feels like we're doing work, but then in the end, you leave them with a bunch of recommendations that they can't actually act on or implement themselves, and then they sit on the shelf, and then before you know it, years have passed, nothing has changed. And this is what a lot of the big consulting firms have a bad reputation for, right? It's fancy PowerPoint decks, great ideas, no follow-through, no implementation. And that's certainly not what we want to do. However, you have to understand where clients are coming from. Yes, they do want implementation. They want the thing to get done. They want the problem to get solved. But you've also got to guide them through the best path to solving that problem. And you've got to educate the client into understanding why beginning with strategy is ultimately better for everybody. That if we jump into implementation, then we won't know if we've crafted the right solution. We won't know if it's going to work. We will not have done our due diligence on the path forward, and then it may work, it may not work, the risk is huge. In order to mitigate that risk and come up with a plan, come up with a strategy that's most likely to work, we have to begin with a strategy deliverable. And you've got to be able to educate your clients on why that's the case. And then the way that you sell that to a client is, look, we've got to do the strategy first anyways. So let's do the strategy. Let's go through those steps. And here's what that looks like. And then let's stop and evaluate. Once we have a strategy, let's stop and evaluate what the best approach is to implement this strategy. If you want us to help you implement, we're more than happy to do so. And we'll talk about how that works. But maybe there are better ways to do it. Maybe you can more cost-effectively implement the strategy, because we're expensive, by using your internal resources or by hiring another firm or another service provider or having us lead the implementation with other resources. There are a number of ways we can implement this, but instead of bundling it all together, let's begin with the strategy. Let's work on that first. And then once we're done, we will now have a strategy that we can implement in a number of different ways, and we can explore together what the best way is to implement those strategies. Now, then it's up to you, right? Either you can go down that path and you can bundle the strategy and the implementation together. If you really want to secure the implementation contract, that's fine. As long as it's clear to the client that we do strategy first and then we do implementation. There are two different deliverables, two different processes. And the reason we begin with strategy first is because we want to make sure that we're going down the right path, because that's what experts do. Experts don't jump into implementation. Experts begin with strategy. So, in short, if you're having trouble selling clients on the idea of beginning with strategy, then I got to say you have a positioning problem. Because what that tells me is that clients are coming to you because they want a pair of hands, not a brain. And if that's the case, you need to revisit your positioning. Check out my full conversation with David C. Baker over on Forecast at forecast.fm/Baker, and check out his excellent book called The Business of Expertise. Promise you, read the book, you will not regret it. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.